Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. With me now are 3 members of a group called Joyology. When Adeline Moreland was in 5th grade, she noticed that a lot of her fellow students were unhappy. She wanted to make things better, and she took action. The result was this group, Joyology, a school-based group in Carlisle, a group that's been chosen as the School Organization of Character by the 2019 Iowa Character Awards presented by the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University. And let's start with Adeline Moreland. Hello, Adeline.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So take us back to 5th grade. What were you seeing that made you think, I want to do something about this?
So in 5th grade, I started to see a lot of people excluding others. And so there started to be more and more kids just like alone on the playground. And so I decided I wanted to go over and help them. So I started to be kind and joyful, and I started to just talk to them, and I would invite them to like come play with my friends. And so that's kind of what led to Joyology, because I kind of wanted that same thing in middle school.
All right. And when did you think, I need to get more organized about this? I don't want it to be just me.
So in 6th grade, I wanted more help, and all my friends were really excited about this. So that's when they came and joined me, and it made everything so much easier.
All right, well, let's bring a couple of those friends into the conversation. Emily Reed is here. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
And Madeline McFadden. Hello, Madeline.
Hi.
Thank you both for being here. And let's see, Madeline, you and Adeline have been friends since forever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Emily, you and Adeline kind of got together in that 5th grade time period, right?
Yeah, we've been friends since 5th grade.
All right. And you're all going to high school next year.
Yeah. Yep.
Madeline, why don't you tell me first, when Adeline started talking about this idea, what was your reaction?
Addie started talking about this in like 5th grade, the beginning of 6th grade. And I thought it would be fun to help her and do things with her, because she was talking about other like things she wanted to carry on in middle school. So in 6th grade, she asked a couple of us to help her, and I decided I would help do a few things for her, or do things with her.
And Emily, what about you? What do you remember about that time?
I just remember Addie always just wanting help for this ever since she got the idea. And I was always in on it because whether we see it or not, there's a lot of people that need help and joy in the world, and I could see it as well. And so I thought it was a great idea to just help make Addie's dreams come true and to help people become more happy and be more joyful.
And Adeline, when you got into middle school and you decided this should be a club, tell me about that process. What did you have to do to make it part of your school day?
So I had to figure out when we would meet. So like, because we couldn't get everyone like before and after school because of school activities. And so I decided to do it during lunch. And we needed a teacher's classroom to have meetings in. We would need like stuff to take notes on. We would need permission to do all the things we wanted to do. So it was a little hard at first. But once we got everything set in stone, it was really easy to do everything.
All right. Well, and I think that sounds like a perfect time to bring Ben Berry into the conversation, the middle school guidance counselor for the Carlisle School District. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So when these girls came to the school and said, hey, we want to have this group at school, do you remember that moment?
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of students come in that want to form clubs or do different things, and we try to be as supportive as possible. When Addie came in wanting some support for this and talking about using maybe some lunchtime, it worked out really well because they all eat lunch together. But I was kind of blown away with the idea of, you know, a group that didn't need an adult to lead them in, you know, all these activities. They just needed a place to discuss their ideas, and their ideas are phenomenal. I mean, their whole premise was to spread joy and kindness and inclusiveness and, you know, to prevent bullying, all those things that are really important in a middle school.
So, Adeline, at this point, how many people are involved in the group?
About 7.
Okay. And give me an idea. And Emily and Madeline, you guys can jump in too, but tell me about one of the projects that you've done.
Well, we've done things like candy and compliments, where we write like really positive and kind things on sticky notes and we hang them up on all of the lockers and then we pass out candy. We've also done like monthly kindness challenges where we post them up on the school board TVs and someone has to do a kind act, or we challenge people to do a kind act every day. We've hung up kind posters around school. We've done things for teachers. Like during Christmas time, we've candy cane bombed the parking lot. During Teachers Appreciation Week, we came in with a bunch of donuts. So we've done stuff for the teachers and for the students.
Can you, Madeline, can you tell me about maybe one of the favorite activities that you've done?
My favorite would probably be the candy and compliments, or like when we hand candy out at the doors when everyone walks in. I just like seeing everyone's faces and like their excitement because they were like, weren't expecting it and stuff.
And how about you, Emily?
My favorite was giving donuts to the teachers because I felt like they really could use that while working on their schoolwork and stuff. And when we've done that, a lot of teachers have just come up to us during lunch and thanked us, and they were just so happy. And I was very happy for them to know that we helped their day out.
Yeah. Adeline, have there been any difficult moments for you, moments where you saw somebody struggling and thought, you know, I want to help, but maybe you didn't know how?
Well, sometimes in fifth grade, like if people really were really frustrated with themselves and I couldn't really talk to them, it was kind of hard to reach out to them and help them. And I had to kind of gain their trust and work with them a little bit. But in the end, they came around. But sometimes it's difficult to help the kids who really, really need it because sometimes they don't want your help.
Yeah. And Ben, have you, as the guidance counselor, have you given the girls any ideas for things that you see a need for?
I haven't had to give them too many ideas. I think they're all very observant as they walk the halls of the middle school of what students need, either groups of students or individual students. But when I've talked to them, we've shared some ideas, things they can do and ways they can increase the positivity and joy in our building. But a lot of times the ideas they come up with are their own. A good example is we do a sixth grade orientation into our middle school, and that's for those students that walk into our building for the first time. They're really nervous about middle school, and as a staff, we've talked about ways to help with that, but it was Addie and the Joyology team that kind of approached us and said, hey, could we be at the doors handing out candy and saying welcome to middle school as they come in? And this was not a regular day of school, so they came in on their own time and did that. And I mean, we were, you know, like most times, we just said yes, definitely, that sounds like a great idea. And for those sixth graders, the first people they see as they walk in on that nervous day was other students saying, hey, you know, we've been through middle school, this is a cool place, you're gonna do okay.
Adeline, you said there are about seven people involved in the group. How have you recruited other people to join you?
Well, these are the people who have came up to me and said, hey, I want to help. But Joyology is open to everyone. And so anyone who wants to help or want to join, they can. It's open to everyone, all ages. We tried to make a sixth grade team. Didn't go too well. But you know what? It's always next year. We can make different teams.
And right now, there are only girls involved in the group. Why do you think that is?
Well, I feel like some of the boys are a little scared to do this stuff because they think it might, like, ruin their reputation or something. But sometimes my brother and his friends help after school, so that helps a lot. We're kind of hoping that more people join.
So right now, you said you tried to get a sixth grade team going. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think Joyology will continue at the middle school when you guys move up to high school?
Well, I'm not sure if it will continue. I'm going to try and see if the staff or like can help kids sign up and do Joyology and join Joyology. That's definitely a goal and a plan that I want to happen in the future. But I'm not sure right now if it's going to happen at this point.
Ben, what do you think?
I'm pretty hopeful. I know just from talking to teachers, you know, where Addie got the idea started over in our fourth, fifth grade building, it sounds like some Joyology clubs have kind of sprung up. And I think that's kind of what Addie's hope was, is that while her Joyology takes over in the high school, other Joyology groups, it's not just a group that only Addie can be in, the other groups will spring up. And so it sounds like some groups have sprung up. And I think as they're getting a little bit of much deserved recognition and stuff, I think there'll be some people step forward too and say, how do we be a part of spreading joy and kindness in really every building? We have four buildings in our district. And so I think our goal would be have some form of Joyology in every building.
Well, and as Ben just mentioned, you're moving on to high school, ladies. So congratulations. That's exciting. Madeline, tell me what you think about Joyology in high school. Do you think that this is something you're still going to want to be a part of?
Yeah, I would love to still be a part of Joyology and do things. I enjoy doing things for teachers, especially, and doing just seeing everyone's faces. So I'm hoping it will carry on in the high school and be successful as it was in middle school.
What do you think, Emily?
Yes, I definitely want to be a part of it in high school, and I definitely want to recruit a lot more people than just seven people, because the more people we have in the Joyology group, the more it's going to help us to reach out to kids who really need it, and it's going to make a much bigger impact.
Well, and Adeline, I thought it was kind of interesting that you met during lunch in middle school. I understand that was the only time you could figure out when to meet. But lunchtime is one of those times that's really hard for kids that don't fit in. Was that kind of a hard struggle for you to take yourself out of the lunchroom?
Well, maybe at first, but like we all really, really wanted to help. And it was the only time we could meet. And it wasn't all that bad. And just knowing that these plans are going to carry out and they're going to make so many people's days who might really need it, that was kind of like, okay, yeah, we have to do this.
The moving into the high school, you're going to be the youngest kids in the high school. And I know that's just kind of a challenging time anyway. Does that mm-hmm. make you feel nervous about trying to do this as freshmen?
Yeah, a little, just in general. High school kind of sounds a little nerve-wracking, but I feel like Joyology is going to do very well in the high school, because I feel like a lot of, like, the like especially the freshmen are going to need it. Like, okay, guys, we're here for you. We're here for all of us. We're in this together. Let's get through this.
So when you learned that Joyology had been chosen as the school organization of character to receive that award at the 2019 Iowa Character Awards, Adeline, what was your response?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It was so surreal. Like, it's like all the hard work that we put into it. Like, we knew that some people appreciated it, but we didn't know it'd go this far. We didn't know, like, those small... It kind of showed that the small acts of kindness that we did really, really helped people.
Yeah. Where were you when you found out?
I think I was in my room.
Yeah. And how did you find out?
My mom told me.
So then did you get to call your friends? I suppose you probably texted your friends.
Yeah,
to
I
tell
texted them.
Emily, what was your reaction?
I was really excited because, you know, we actually tried to help people and it paid off. And I was just in shock because we worked so hard and I didn't realize that we would get this much recognition for just simply being kind to one another.
Yeah, that must feel really good.
Yeah.
Madeline, what was your reaction?
I was just kind of like in shock that we won something so big. I was just, every little thing we've done, I just enjoyed doing it. I didn't really think it would mean so much, like get an award for just the little mm-hmm. simple acts of kindness we've done.
Does it almost feel silly to get such a big award for being nice to people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
So, as you are getting ready for this big award ceremony, I hope it's going to be a really special experience. But Adeline, does that have you thinking bigger for the future? Does this inspire you?
It really does. I feel like, you know,
It does really inspire me. I want to do so much bigger things in the future. I want more joyology groups because, you know, kindness is a superpower. And so one more person who feels kind and who, like, can share kindness, the better, because it creates a ripple effect. And I feel like that will just make the world such a better place. And so I want to do more kind things in the future, and I want more groups like Joyology to come forward, and I want us to all work together to help really change the environment.
It does take courage to be kind sometimes. If you had an opportunity to talk to other middle schoolers, other high schoolers around the state of Iowa, what would you want them to know?
That it doesn't have to be big. It can just simply be one small act of kindness. That's all it really takes. And also to not be afraid. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks, because kindness is just such a, like, huge and powerful thing that really it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy being kind and spreading the kindness, and you'll feel good.
And does it feel good when you guys do one of your acts? Can you describe that feeling that you carry around?
It puts a big smile on my face because so many kids are just helped by us doing such a little thing, and it just makes us feel so good because, like Addie said, we're making the world a better place by just doing one small thing.
And it feels like you've really made a difference in Carlisle. I hope that does spread around.
I guess so.
Well, thank you all so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking to members of Joyology. It's a school-based club in Carlisle, a group that was put together to spread positivity, joy, and kindness around the school. They have been selected as the School Organization of Character and will receive that award from the 2019 Iowa Character Awards presented by the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University. I was talking with the founder, Adeline Moreland, and other members, Emily Reed and Madeline McFadden. They're all off to high school next year. Ben Berry also is here, middle school counselor in the Carlisle School District. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Caitlin Harrop, Rick Brewer, and Dennis Reese. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. You can get in touch with us anytime. Email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And you never have to miss an episode of Talk of Iowa. Subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Talk of Iowa. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbie.